Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 11, Departure, Part 3. After I saw the weird man, it was hard to go back to sleep. Erica kept telling me how worried she was. I tried to calm her. The last thing I wanted to do was ruin this trip. I told her things would get better, and we finally fell back asleep around 4 in the morning, and when I woke up, I felt fine. It was the weirdest thing. I couldn't believe it. The throbbing migraine was completely gone. Erica couldn't believe it either. In fact, she thought I was making it up just so she would stop worrying. We ate breakfast with her parents, and I apologized for the broken glass. We left around 10 and headed north into Canada. We reached Vancouver around 6. It didn't give us a lot of time for sightseeing, but we knew we would have a few hours tomorrow since the ship didn't depart until 4:30, so we headed straight for the hotel downtown.
I'm so tired.
Tired? I drove the whole way.
Yeah, but I had to keep you company with lively chatter.
Lively chatter? You forced me to listen to Ed Sheeran and peppered his songs with facts about his life.
Isn't it awesome that we get to see him live? You're going with me.
You can't bring one of your friends?
But you're my best friend, babe.
I don't even like him.
Even after learning where he grew up and how he got started?
No.
You're still going with me.
Erica jumped on the king-size bed and rolled around on top of the comforter. Do you want to get some food downstairs?
Like dinner?
Yeah, like dinner.
Not really hungry.
Oh, come on. I knew you were eating all that junk food would spoil your dinner.
Okay, Mom.
I'm hungry.
I just took off my shoes.
Meaning
I don't want to put them back on and go downstairs.
But I'm hungry. She did her pouty lip thing. Fine, I'll go by myself.
You're gonna leave me?
I mean, I'll order food in.
Yay!
I grabbed the menu from the table and went over to the phone.
Ooh, can you see if they have milkshakes?
Seriously? I ordered some chicken fingers and fries and got Erica a strawberry shake. We laid in bed and watched The Office on Global. It was Erica's favorite show. Erica snapped a photo of me eating and posted it to Facebook and Twitter. Around 10, we started making out, which eventually led to us having sex. It was really passionate. It had been a while since we had sex. Over a month, at least. We ended up cuddling and falling asleep holding each other like a sappy romance movie. The The next morning, we awoke early enough to get the free breakfast. Actually, I woke up early enough to get the free breakfast and brought a plate up to Erica, who was still sleeping comfortably under the white sheets. Babe, wake up.
Do I have to?
You're not excited about the cruise?
I am, but we have plenty of time. What's 5 more minutes?
Well, you said that an hour ago.
Did you get me coffee?
With 2 cream, 2 sugar.
What did you get me food-wise?
Why don't you take the sheets off your head and open your eyes?
And you say I'm crabby in the morning.
Here you go, babe. I handed her a plate with a bagel and cream cheese, hard-boiled egg, blueberry muffin, banana, and strawberry yogurt. She smiled, kissed me, and finally sat up.
Last night was fun.
Yes, it was. She smiled her sexy way, and I kissed her again. I'm going to go take a shower.
Where's your food?
I already ate. I thought I would give you more time to sleep in.
Aw, thanks, babe.
I jumped in the shower and took my time. I actually felt good today. I wasn't tired. I didn't have a headache, and I was genuinely excited for this trip. Maybe the doctor was right. The fact that the next week would be relaxed time made me stress-free. When I walked out of the bathroom, Erica was laying under the covers, smirking her sultry way. She bit her lip and slipped her leg out. She slid it along the sheet.
Want to do it again?
Do it again?
What?
That's how you say it?
Fine. We don't have to.
She slipped her leg back under the covers and turned onto her stomach. I dropped my towel, climbed under the covers.
No. We don't have to.
I didn't say anything. I just started kissing the back of her neck. And we did it again. Morning sex lasted a whole hour, and it was worth it. Once again, it was great. I don't know what had gotten into Erica recently. Maybe it was the fact I felt better, or the fact that it was her birthday week, or the fact that the cruise ship departed today, but she was really happy. She even wanted to film us this morning, but we realized we left the camera in the car. Oh well. Next time. It was nice seeing Erica so happy, and there was more surprise for her that I somehow was able to keep secret. I was actually proud of myself.
I'm so excited.
I know. You have the camera.
Gotta document it all.
We made sure to arrive early. Checkout was 11, so we did some mild sightseeing around Vancouver before we reached the port. We visited Stanley Park in Gastown. We grabbed some lunch at a local taco bar and then headed for the port. We were 2 hours early, but I did not want to be late.
We're here! I'm excited! So is Babe.
Babe is?
Still think we should have bought a GoPro, but we'll have to do it in the old-fashioned way.
Did you put a new tape in?
Yes, and I bought 2 more.
Okay, let's make sure we grab everything.
I'm glad we're here early. I'm not used to that.
Last thing we want to do is miss the ship. I could park here, right?
I don't see any signs saying that you can't.
Okay, well, let's get the bags.
I'm going to document this whole thing.
I expected you would. Love that you have been spending more time with the camera than I have.
But a lot of the footage was wasted on you.
Wasted?
You know what I mean.
Well, help me with the bags.
Please?
Please? I'm grabbing your bag, too.
Wait, my other one is in the back seat.
Make sure you have everything.
I know.
Good?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Carry my backpack.
Please?
I want to film.
Okay.
What's the first port?
I don't remember. I believe Ketchikan?
Oh, wait a second. Is that a smile I see?
What?
It is! That's a smile on your face.
Well, I'm just as excited as you are, babe.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, I don't have a headache. I don't feel nauseous. I'm not tired. Yeah. I feel good.
You didn't have a nightmare last night, did you?
No, I actually feel like I got a good night's rest. I don't remember having any dreams.
Yay! That makes me happy. Ugh, I was really worried.
I told you. Doctor said it would pass.
Maybe it's the cruise.
Maybe.
At least you won't be sleepwalking around the ship now. I was worried I was going to have to block the door so that you didn't walk on the deck and fall off the ship.
I feel fine.
Wait. I want to take a picture in front of the ship first.
So you could post it on Instagram?
Well, I mean, I probably won't have service on the ship, so yeah. Stop walking. Here, put the camera on your bag.
Yes, master.
Okay, no, you take it. Your arm is longer.
Better for selfies?
Yeah.
Well, give me.
Angle it higher. Higher. Get the ship.
Okay. Ready?
Did you take it?
Look.
What?
On the phone.
Is that a moth?
Yeah.
Shake it off.
I'm trying. What the hell?
There it goes.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
There. Good, or do we need to take 50 of them for you to sort through?
It's good. Okay, let's go. Shane?
What?
You zoned out?
The moth.
What about it?
Nothing. Never mind.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Let's go.
This is gonna be so much fun.
I wanted to tell her that I had seen a moth two nights ago in her parents' house, but was it really worth saying? It was just a moth, right? Just a moth. I felt my phone buzz and quickly checked it. Yes, they were here.
Who was that?
Erica saw me reading the text and was obviously being nosy, but since they were already here, I wasn't worried. The surprise would actually be just that. A surprise.
Babe?
One more surprise for you.
What, really?
She seemed more shocked than excited. It's a good surprise.
I figured that.
Oh, man. Are you upset that I got one by you?
No.
Yes, you are. I could tell she had a million questions, but check-in was chaotic. We went through the terminal security check and presented our IDs and passports.
What's the surprise?
Keep moving. There's people behind us.
Come on, I want to know.
Of course you do.
Tell me.
Keep moving, babe. I tipped the porters and took our bags. We weren't sure what was a proper amount, but I gave them a 20. We took our carry-ons and the camera with us. We took another picture on the ramp and headed inside the ship. A lady handed us an activity sheet. Okay, so we have a few hours before we have to go into our room.
Tell me what the surprise is.
I checked my phone real quick.
What are you looking at? Who are you talking to?
This way.
Babe!
I noticed a map of the ship by the elevators. Let's go to the sports deck.
Why? Why?
When the elevator doors opened, Erica saw why. Over by the railing was her best friend Michelle and her boyfriend Roger.
Michelle!
Erica!
They ran toward each other and hugged.
Babe, I didn't know Michelle and Roger were coming.
Ha! I was able to keep something a secret.
I'm impressed. Hey, Roger!
Happy birthday, Erica!
I told you. It's not today, dumbass.
It's why we're here, though.
Thanks, Roger. This is awesome! But how? When?
Shane told us when he was buying the tickets. We weren't able to get a room next door like we wanted, but we're close, just down the hall. Although we have like a shitty interior room.
You were able to get off work?
I had a lot of time saved up, so I thought, fuck it. And since Roger's still out of work...
Really, babe?
It's true.
I never really cared for Michelle. She was abrasive and rude. Her foul language seemed forced, like she was trying to be edgy. She walked all over Roger and often bossed him around, but he didn't seem to mind so much, so I kept my mouth shut. I met Roger when Erica introduced me a year and a half ago. I liked the guy. He actually moved to the States no more than 3 years ago. He was a nerd in the traditional sense. He loved cult movies, RPGs, comic books, and indie music. Part of me thought he let Michelle talk to him like that because she was so pretty, and he was scared of losing her. He admitted she was his first serious girlfriend.
I'm so excited. We were looking at excursions, and we're thinking about the glacier walk. You take this helicopter up.
We might do that one.
Might? Roger's scared of heights, but I told him to stop being a pussy. I want to walk on a glacier, so he could just close his eyes on the flight there.
I had a friend who died in a helicopter crash recently.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Recently? It happened when he was 15 and he wasn't a friend. You met the guy once at a fucking Boy Scout meeting.
Still.
I want to fucking do it. I'll go without you if you don't want to go. Hell, Erica and I can do it.
Oh, am I left out?
You can keep Roger company.
She was so annoying, but I invited her for Erica. Keep reminding yourself, Shane, this trip is for Erica's birthday.
Come on, let's get a drink before they make us do that dumb mandatory life jacket drill.
It's not dumb. They have to do it. It's part of International Maritime Organization requirements.
I know how to put a fucking life jacket on.
We could hit an iceberg.
Don't worry. I'll make room on the door for you if we sink. Okay, Jack.
Is our bar open?
I think so. Over here.
Awesome.
This is gonna be fucking fun!
Erica grabbed my hand.
Are you okay?
Yeah, why?
I just caught you staring off again.
Sorry.
Don't be. This is amazing. I'm so lucky.
I smirked and kissed her cheek.
Now come on, let's get some drinks.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Sam Ashley. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane, Ariel Zadok as Erica, Alexander Doughty as Roger, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, co-starring Justin Anderson, Jerry Swindle, and Jack Austin. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldridge T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production. Ah!
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.